SBS Radio.
29-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has become the youngest ever woman elected to the United States Congress. The young Latina from New York City is a self-described democratic socialist, supporting progressive policies such as universal healthcare, tuition-free public university, and enacting gun control. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez is pledging to stand up for what she calls the moral issues of today.
When I started this campaign a year ago, I was working in a restaurant in downtown Manhattan. We didn't launch this campaign because I thought I was special or unique or better than anyone else. We launched this campaign because in the absence of anyone giving a clear voice on the moral issues of our time, then it is up to us to voice them.
Michigan's Rashida Tlaib and Minnesota's Ilhan Omar have become the first Muslim women elected to Congress. Ms. Tlaib is one of 14 children to Palestinian parents, while Ms. Omar was born in a refugee camp in Somalia. Somalis are currently banned from entering the US under President Donald Trump's travel ban. Ms. Omar says she'll be proud to represent her state in Washington.
Our state is very cold, but the people have warm hearts. Because here in Minnesota, we don't only welcome immigrants, we send them to Washington.
Deb Haaland from New Mexico and Cherise Davids from Kansas have become the first Native American women elected to Congress. Ms. Haaland's victory speech was full of self-reflection.
70 years ago, Native Americans right here in New Mexico couldn't vote. Growing up in my mother's Pueblo household and as a 35th generation New Mexican, I never imagined a world where I would be represented by someone who looks like me.
Ms. Haaland's fellow Native American winner, Cherise Davids, is also the first openly LGBTQ+ identifying person to represent Kansas. Meanwhile, Colorado's Jared Polis has become the US's first openly gay man to win a governorship. Mr. Polis, who decided against making his sexual orientation a big part of his campaign, dedicated his victory to the aspiring LGBTIQ+ identifying politicians who came before him.
For the LGBTQ pioneers, for equality, and the generations before me who endured so much hardship and hurt, right here in Colorado, we proved that no barrier should stand in the way of pursuing our dreams. We proved that we're an inclusive state that values every contribution, regardless of someone's sexual orientation or gender identity.
While Tuesday marked a series of first steps for the nation, many other candidates fell short in their own groundbreaking bids. Andrew Gillum was unsuccessful in becoming Florida's first black governor. Christine Hallquist was already the first transgender major party nominee for the governor of Vermont, but was unable to defeat Republican incumbent Phil Scott. Democrats were hopeful that a so-called blue wave, an overwhelming win to take control of the House and possibly the Senate, would wash over the US. But while the Democrats didn't pick up as many seats as they would have liked overall, television network CNN's political commentator Van Jones says the party is now much more diverse.
It is the beginning of a new Democratic Party, younger, browner, cooler, more women, more veterans. It may not be a blue wave, it's a rainbow wave.
Evan Young, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.